The Gulf Coast of Texas was hit hard by Hurricane Harvey over the weekend, and rains continue to pound that state. The city of Houston in particular has been hammered by Harvey. At least 8 people so far are reported to have died in the storm, and tens of thousands have been displaced and are staying in emergency shelters. The storm is continuing to dump rain on the area, with several more inches expected to hit Houston and the Gulf Coast over the next few days. KBOO reporter Doug McVeigh spoke with Dean Becker from the radio station KPFT in Houston, Texas, to find out more.
Dean Becker is a reporter and public affairs producer at radio station KPFT in Houston, Texas, one of the Pacifica sister stations. And Dean, gosh, are you okay? That's the first big question.
Well, we're one of the lucky ones. We watched the squalls come through. It would rain like hell. There's only one way to put it. It was raining 2 and 3 inches per hour. We're lucky. We live on a house that's about 3 feet above street level, which is kind of rare in Houston. 6 or 8 times the squalls filled the street where it was 3 feet deep, 6 inches or so from coming in our house. We sat on the porch and watched this happen and just prayed. And, you know, I ain't a praying man, but I did this past couple of days, I'll tell you. We live in the older part of town. What has happened here is that as they build further and further out from the city central, they pick on lower lands, farmlands, in some cases you might even call it swamp lands. And the houses that got flooded the most are those on the outskirts of town, north, south, east, and west. They built a new city about 10 miles east of Houston called Katy, and it's now filled in all the way from Houston to Katy. But they just got the worst of it. Just last night, my son lives out there. They got their cars flooded. They got an inch or two in the house. And again, they're amongst the lucky ones because there are people who live in 2 stories where the bottom story is full, people having to hide in attics. Sometimes people die in those attics because they don't get found and they can't get out. But it's been hell, Doug.
This morning, Harris County and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers announced that the Corps was going to be opening up a couple of the reservoirs. They're filling faster than they can release the water, but they're trying to hope to prevent the dams from going. There are neighborhoods that are going to be underwater as a result. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And again, those were built, you know, later. Those are some of the newer, more modern homes, more expensive homes, $250,000, $500,000 homes. And the way I understand it, they're going to release enough water. They're in there forcibly bringing people out of those houses because there's going to be 6 or 8 feet of water coming in. And that's for the better good, you know, the better good that more of us will live than because if that dam breaks, Lord help us.
So, did you have electricity? I mean, I'm talking to you, so you obviously have cell.
No, we're amongst the lucky ones. We had electricity throughout. We had good cable. We got good internet. We had a lot of fear, you know, when that water's lapping at your front door 6 or 8 times in 24 or 36 hours, it gets you thinking. And we've been lucky. We just went out today, took a tour of our neighborhood, the Spring Branch area, if any of the listeners know what that is, Spring Woods, almost down to Memorial. We determined we weren't going to get on any freeways. We came up to the edge of certain freeways. The problem here is if you get on a freeway, there may not be an exit because there's so many areas that are inundated. There's cars bobbing in the water in many of the intersections. So it's I'm glad to say, you know, 1 out of 20 stores is open. The big HEB grocery store was open. There was nowhere to get into the parking lot. People were circling to get into the parking lot of that store. Our favorite restaurant, Whataburger, shuttered up, but there was a couple of donut shops open, but maybe 1 out of 30, 1 out of 50 businesses is open at this time. minor water. You don't want to be in the right lane on most of these streets. There's still water on most of them. But we didn't encounter anything. It was raining real hard as we were out driving, and we were worried we wouldn't be able to get back in the driveway, but luckily our street was still navigable.
Katrina was years ago. People hope that officials at the state, local, and federal level would learn something. How has been the official response, and how are people feeling about it?
Well, I'm sure there's going to be those people wanting to point fingers at the mayor and, you know, the county commissioners or whoever. But the truth of the matter is, you know, I'm going to put an aside here before I really respond. I used to surf. I used to travel up and down the coast following hurricanes, because that's our only real surf we get here. But the point I guess I'm wanting to get to is that never have I seen anything like this hurricane, to run into a high there on the south of Texas, to stall, and to have that dirty side band come to our city for days on end. That has never happened before in my experience, and I understand that this is not a 10-year, 50-year, 100-year, 500-year flood. This is an 800-year flood. This has never happened before in anybody's experience, this type of situation developing. So with that in mind, I'm not going to point fingers at the mayor. I'm going to praise him for what he's tried to do, for the lives he's tried to save. This is not like Katrina.
You know, and in case people can't tell from your accent, you are from Texas. You've been living in Houston for a good long time.
Been down here since 65.
KPFT is still broadcasting. I checked in before the I checked. Is it on high ground, or is it using a?
Well, it's up on stilts, more or less. the house is the studio has a 3-foot step up to get in it, and the winds haven't been blowing that hard, not like, you know, a hurricane. It's been, I don't know, 50 miles an hour, so the transmitter didn't blow over, the house didn't implode, and in our drive around this end of the city, we didn't see any fallen trees, a couple of branches, a lot of leaf litter, and you know, a few high water marks where the water had risen. But in general, this end of town, or our section of town, got by real good.
Right on. Well, I'll let you get back to it. I just, you know, you're in our prayers, and stay safe and hope those dams hold.
Well, I thank you, and, you know, this is going to be certainly tens, maybe hundreds of billions in damage. Our mayor said this morning, it's not going to be days or weeks in recovery. It's going to be many months to do so. We got 30,000 people in the shelters now, and wouldn't surprise me if it's going to be several times that before this is done. Thank you for paying attention to this, Dylan.
Oh, Dean, thank you. And again, just stay safe. Stay dry, brother.
All right.
Just again, we've been speaking with Dean Becker in Houston, Texas, news and public affairs producer at KPFT FM in Houston, Texas, and there in the middle of Harvey. This is Doug McVeigh with KBOO News.
A list of relief agencies and charities providing emergency relief services in the Houston area can be found at the website news.infoshop.org. The link is at the top of the page. Or just search the site using the keywords Hurricane Harvey.